guys, welcome to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. Well, if you can't tell, I got a new microphone. The old one that I was using, I got from a garage sale back in Maryland in like 2000, right before I left to come out to LA. I'm looking at it right now, and it just looks like it was built in 1967, which it could have been. Anyway, here's my first interview from South by Southwest. It's from a short called Sequin Rays, and it stars Anna Camp and Ashley Williams, and it was directed by Sarah Gertrude Shapiro. It takes you behind the scenes of a hit reality show, kind of like a bachelor or a bachelorette, and it shows this jaded producer and the runner-up and the final minutes that she's on camera. Think of it as the final 10 minutes of a really cool movie, and you'd love to find out what happened like the first hour and, you know, 20 minutes before. Check it out if you get a chance. Now, you've seen Anna in tons of things, from True Blood and The Good Wife, and she was on a couple episodes of Mad Men, and she's on The Mindy Project. She was recently in Pitch Perfect. Ashley is probably best known for being on How I Met Your Mother. She played Victoria, and personally, I think she's the one that Ted should end up with. Yes, I watched the show. I love talking to these two. They were just tons of fun, and you'll hear in the interview. Anyway, I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers, guys. Every little click does help. Also, we've started to make websites now, actor websites. Check them out on the site. We also sell casting director mailing labels and have a really good actors resource page. Check all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Anna and Ashley.
Well, I saw it. I loved it. I thought it was great. You know, I kind of... Think of it like, you know, when you're flipping channels and you see the end of like a really cool movie, and you're like, what the hell was that? Where's the whole thing?
Oh, you know? That's good.
We were just having lunch with Sarah and saying, you need to write the feature.
Yeah. It's so, yeah, I was like, I wanted to know more about you guys and like the story. And
yeah. I'm always fascinated. Yeah. I was saying, unless that I wanted to see more of Frances Conroy's
character. Right?
Yeah, her too.
I could watch actually the full length version of just her character.
Yeah, like her own life, like what's going on, how long it should be a part of.
Yeah, because she's not happy. She may be the most miserable person in the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Saddest person ever. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, how'd you guys get involved in this?
I feel like I'm so far away from you.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because Ashley got involved before I did.
Oh, yeah. Is this just for me?
So
this
it's is for
part
both
of, she was part
this
of
is
the
Smashley mic.
She was part of the reason that I got involved. So maybe she should go first.
I just apologize to the banner.
It says, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Anna did this movie because of me.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I've been wanting to work with her for years, mm-hmm. ever since I saw her in the Hallmark movie, Snow 2 Brain Freeze.
Mm-hmm.
I jumped on it because Sarah offered me a part, which rarely happens to someone like me, and I read the script and fell in love with it, and... I was saying earlier, Sarah and I have a mutual friend, although I'd never met Sarah before, so I called this friend and I said, you know, I think I might do this girl's short film. Is she crazy? And my friend said, I think she is crazy, but I don't think she's mean crazy. I think she's brilliant crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, then I want to do her movie. So that was really all I needed. And, you know, the script was really fun. It was a darker character, something much more deep and cool and multi-layered, really, than I've ever gotten the opportunity to play. So that was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that Ashley was attached and Frances Conroy was attached, and I read the script and talked to Sarah on the phone, and I liked that on the surface, you know, this could have been a spoof, it could have been something making fun of a Bachelor-type show or something, but it actually, you know, went really dark and got into the psychological, you know, war that these two women have together, and I thought that the Jessica character was a fully realized, you know, human being, and I wanted to tackle that and, you know, wanted to work with these lovely ladies.
Well, you know, I like watching it. You guys play characters that I don't really see you guys playing a lot. You know what I mean? Like you said, darker, and yours as well. You know,
mm-hmm.
Is that
mm-hmm.
one of the reasons why you kind of jumped at it?
For me, it was one of the main reasons. Yes. you know, I've been so blessed to have worked continually in the TV industry for the last 10 years, but that means that a lot of the time I have to do these projects that I really don't believe in, to be honest, and I don't think the writing is strong, and I'm playing pretty vanilla characters, and that's how I make my money, and I'm grateful for that. But when an opportunity came around for me to do something that, you know, sort of in many ways got me back to my theatrical roots, because those are the characters I was always cast as, these sort of dark, scary, weird people, mm-hmm. In the theater world in New York and in Boston and stuff. And then I had to go sort of into the TV business to, like, be able to pay back my debt. Yeah. And so this is really the characters that I was playing 10 years ago, and that was such an appeal to me.
Mm-hmm. I actually feel like I do kind of play characters like this character. Yeah. I do, yeah. I mean, sort of the buttoned up, prim, proper, kind of perfect-seeming woman that under the surface is dying inside and incredibly broken and sad and tortured, you know. I feel like that's the type of person that I end up playing, and I felt like Sarah had a genuine, fresh, new, truthful take on it. And I was excited that she, you know, had such a personal experience with the type of story that we were doing. But, I liked that it was, you know, she was so sad and so heartbroken and also so
it was a
pissed
veneer.
By the end of it. Yeah. You know, she had, my character has we both have great arcs, you know, from the beginning of the short to the
Your
end.
Your arc is so defined and clear, though. It's this very exciting crumble moment that's really fun to watch.
The tearing down, the raise, the sequin raise.
Yes.
Do you guys watch these type of shows?
Yeah.
We do.
We totally do.
I'm excited for the finale on Monday. I'm not going to lie.
I'm so excited. I want to have like a party in my pajamas.
I know.
Yeah, I'm really excited. There's something I don't understand the part of me that's so drawn to it. There's some sort of wish fulfillment of being an American woman. There's this fantasy. Would he pick me if I was there? What would I say if I was there? I want to go to Bora Bora. Mm-hmm. I want to have someone look at me and choose me over other girls. And what, you know, it's, I don't know what it is. I haven't figured it out yet, obviously, because I'm like running amok with my language, but like I haven't figured it out yet why, but every week I'm like, oh, ooh, new episode, I gotta sit down and watch it right away. I don't, and it's part of why I wanted to get involved in this, because it's not just the story and it's not just the guy and the girls, it's the fascinating structure of a reality show. There's a formula that's followed every week, and there's something about it that's really satisfying to watch.
I'm always fascinated by the types of people that go on and think that they can find love. Mm-hmm. I'm just fascinated by the types of women who will get interviewed and be like, they think they genuinely have a shot at finding like their soulmate on a reality television show.
And like, then it's such a big deal when they would go, ooh, she's not here for love, she's just here for TV.
But it's
like,
on TV.
Why would
what do you think?
Of course she's here for TV.
Right. It's fascinating.
There's something about
crazy in everyone on that show, I think. There's a little bit of crazy.
Yeah, but and then I guess what I kind of really loved about it also is like the behind the scenes people are even more ruthless than you know the people on screen.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the producers that could possibly be, I mean, not possibly, that are definitely manipulating the contestants into feeling,
and it must be a competition between the producers as well. And
it could be like a reality show about a reality show,
and then you could do a reality show about the reality show that's being done about the reality show.
Yeah. My mind just exploded.
Super meta upon meta upon meta. I love it, all of it.
Yeah. So I just want to ask you a couple like acting sort of questions.
We don't really know very much about that.
Hey, speak for yourself.
What's your like worst nightmare audition experience?
The short that we saw today, actually called The Audition, was pretty awful. This girl was literally jumping through hoops, like hula hoops.
Oh, I saw that online.
Yeah. But
it's just her, like a one shot of her, right?
One shot of her, and she's going in for this character that has like one line where she's telling someone to like she's like a hostess, like a clipboard girl, and she like slowly gets broken down, and she's like half naked by the end of it. She's like vomiting. I mean, it was, you know, of course, extreme. you know, audition. But it's like you have to sell your soul in these rooms, and you have to dance for these people. And usually in this business, the most talented person does not get the job. You know, and that's the heartbreaking thing about this, is that it's about persistence and about believing in yourself and believing in your talent and about getting back up again, you know, because we're asked to do, especially as a woman in this business, some things that could make you want to leave and go home and leave LA and just drop it all, you know. Mm-hmm. But there's something within me that, like, doesn't want to stop yet and keep going. But, like, that audition movie was pretty intense. That was a nightmare.
Yeah, that was crazy.
In real life, yeah.
Yeah. So what's your advice to actors?
Do something else if you can. Honestly, I jokes aside, mm-hmm. if you can do something else, I would say do that. If there's any chance that you have something else that you can make money doing, throw yourself into that. You know, I do have a couple of regrets in my life. And one is, I kind of wish I'd gotten a liberal arts education. And I, you know, had some real skill. Besides...
You're a doula?
Yeah, that is something that I had to go and do because mm-hmm. I'm out of panic, you know? Mm-hmm. This business is... It's no joke when they say that it's hard, you know? It's seriously hard. Mm-hmm. It's not... plenty hard. It can kill your soul if you're not really careful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I would say, if you have to be an actress, then you will be. You know, then that's what you're going to have to do. But if there is any, if you have any other interests, I would say go pursue those until you no longer can. Because it's very dangerous, and it's very hard to do healthily. Mm-hmm. It's very rare to find someone who's able to still be a good wife and mother and friend and be an actress. It's rare, and I wish that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. as depressing as it is,
Jesus.
I'm so sorry, but like I gotta. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No.
Yeah, I'm just being honest.
So I mean, like expounding off of that, like surrounding yourself with good friends and good people who can support you, and also not making this a life or death thing. Mm-hmm. If you like do get a job or don't get a job, that like life is long and there's so many other things that are important besides acting.
If life is long, then get a liberal arts education, because then later you could be an actress. Uh-huh. But then at least you would have an English degree.
Yeah.
It's just,
and if you're talented, like, no one can take your talent away, you know what I mean? And, of course, we all assume that, like if you get a job, it means that you're proven and you're proven talented. But, like, honestly, like, if you're talented, you're talented, and you'll always have it, even if you don't get, like, that great, like, freaking Oscar one day. Like, you'll still have your talent, you know? I think that's good.
That's a way more cool. Kind, optimistic, loving view of the world. I'm going to go crawl under the table.
Stop it.
With my doulas certification.
Well, thank you so much, guys.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Lance.
Thank you, Lance.
Thanks, guys, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, theater, and so much more. Thank you once again for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.